Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you on this warm or getting warmer Wednesday morning. And this morning I'm coming to you from my study here at the church, and I'm standing in front of a print, a numbered print, I'm sure very valuable. Well, that's what they wanted us to believe when we purchased it. But it is a unique print that we bought when we were in Atlanta in 1996 for the Summer Games. If you've read my newsletter article this month, that's no surprise to you that Robin and I attended the Summer Games in Atlanta. But if you haven't read that yet, surprise. In 1996, we made the trip out east with Robin's parents and stayed with her family as we attended the Summer Games in Atlanta. We are in the first week of the games, and there's been a lot of talk about the opening ceremonies and the events that have taken place so far. And I hope you are enjoying the Olympics or paying attention to what's going on. I certainly am, and I'm trying to keep up with what's going on each day. This morning, spoiler alert, if you haven't heard, the U.S. women's gymnastic team got gold in the team competition. Go USA, and Simone Biles, our captain, and her third Olympics. And what a great demonstration of courage and grit, I guess. And the night before, Monday night, we watched the men's gymnastic team win the bronze, and they had gone medalless for the last 16 years. One of the things I think that's so compelling about the Olympics and the way that we watch the Olympics is the stories that are told. We get to find out something about these athletes and something about their lives, something about their journey, something about what brought them to this point of the competition. So often when we watch a competition, when we watch a game or watch any other sort of competition, we may not know who's under the helmet, who's under the hat. We may not really know their story. But at the Olympics, we were given a glimpse into the lives of these athletes, which I think makes it even more compelling for us to want to root for them and to get to know them better, to feel like we know them, which is a reminder, I think, for me and hopefully for you, that we all have a story. And when we encounter somebody, we may not know what that story is. We may not know that they've just come from the hospital where they've said goodbye to a loved one. We may not know that they're on their way to the vet to make an important decision about their family pet. We may not know that they've just been offered a dream job, or they've just relocated to the area and have no nobody and no support. We may not know that they've just been laid off from their job and don't know how they're going to make their rent payment this month. We all have a story, and I think it's incumbent on each of us to not make assumptions about folks when we see them and interact with them, but that we approach them with grace, with a sense of openness and willingness to meet them where they are. We may never learn their story. But I think if we approach folks with grace, with an understanding that they may be in the middle of a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day, we can maybe shine some light, provide some love, some understanding, some grace in the midst of that, and change the trajectory, maybe of that day, or maybe that moment at the very least, maybe even of their lives. And as followers of Jesus, who has entered into each of our lives, has entered into our story, and improved our story, I think that's what it's incumbent upon us to do the same. I don't know about you, I'm rooting for the USA throughout this Olympic cycle. So far, we're winning the total medal count. We do need a few more gold medals to make our way up that part of the medal tracker, but it sure is fun to hear the stories, to see the athletes compete, to shed a tear, to cheer them on, and I hope you're enjoying it as well. I hope you've enjoyed spending a part of this morning with me, and I look forward to seeing you next week for another Hump Day Hallelujah, and maybe I'll even see you in worship this Sunday. Take care.